Brian Spencer, you're very welcome to Kilkenny. Are you able to work and talk at the same time?
Yeah, I kind of make that my thing, you know, the multitasking, talk and draw.
Yeah? And how are you doing with Johnny? Has he seen it yet?
Well, you tell me. I haven't coloured it yet, but...
Oh, you've got the likeness of the man. You absolutely have. How long have you been doing that? Now, did you just start that when you walked into the studio during the break?
Yes. Speed is the must. I've been doing it my whole life. I grew up reading the Beano and the Dandy, and I read it, but I also felt sort of compelled to draw it and copy it. Mm. And you're just asking about... you thought I'd drawn a New Yorker cover. No, I was actually in New York recently, in Central Park, parts of Brooklyn, drawing... The locals.
Yes.
So I'd have a queue of about 15 people all afternoon. So speed is of the essence. So it's just a skill that I've developed.
And when you're doing that, like you're doing that as a business, they're lining up one after the other. They part with their dollars and you. So the more you do, the richer you are.
Exactly. And then what would happen was they'd invite me to their house, invite me to brunch, and then I would draw their houses. There's a book in this that I'm actually writing, and I hope to get back. But then that inspired me to do this, what I'm doing in Ireland, because... If you can make it in New York, you know, travelling around Ireland would be a cinch.
But I saw the New Yorker cover, which I now realise is a New Yorker masthead, and you're drawing under it.
Yeah.
But you're in it. It's a lovely... You did that... So you do a self-portrait.
Yeah. Well, I think it's the earliest form of the selfie is, I think, Rembrandt. We had him in the Ulster Museum recently. Mm-hmm. And it's something I was a bit self-conscious of at first, but it's my thing. You can see it just there. I'm always drawing myself.
Yeah.
Because I think any child, you know, they love cartoons, the Beano and the Dandy, Flintstones.
Yeah.
But I used to always wonder what I would look like as a cartoon.
Yeah.
So, and there's something joyful in that, in doing it for myself and doing it for others.
There's great energy and excitement in them. And what's lovely, do you start with a pencil and then you colour in, yeah? Is that the way you do it?
No, I don't know if any of you read the Irish news. It gets circulated down the south a little. But there's a famous cartoonist called Ian Knox. He's been drawn for decades, covered the Troubles a good bit. And his word of advice for me was, scrap the pencil. I have one behind my ear, just, you know, it's insurance policy, really. But it's like riding with stabilisers if you use a pencil first.
Right.
Go all in with a pen. And
so that's not... Is that, look, is it a ballpoint or is it a...
It's a fine liner. So,
fine liner.
Yeah, you just have to go all in.
You just have to go for broke.
And it's a bit like... We're in hurling country. I'm very excited about this, by the way. it's a bit like going from the training ground onto the match.
Yeah.
When something's coming at you, when Johnny's standing in front of me, I have to respond.
Yeah.
And it just... You're always testing yourself and developing and growing.
And is Johnny hard? Because Johnny can't stop laughing and he can't stop smiling. He's about to, all the impressions are coming one after the other. Is he a difficult one, or have you?
No, it's the ladies and sometimes the young men that are harder, because you know we're a pretty vain society. But someone like Johnny, there's a lot of character in his face, a lot of character in his clothes and his personality. And what I would say is he's very drawable, and he sort of does his... It work for me.
There, Johnny, there's a lot of character in the man. It's as simple as that. Now, in some of the ones I've seen of you, there is, and I hope I don't offend any vanity, but there is a little bit of a look of the notorious.
It has been said.
Yeah.
I was walking through Temple Bar in 2014, and I got jumped by these locals.
Yeah.
But it was funny, it was like a reverse jumping, that they jumped me, asking me to jump them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they sort of like lay in front of me like that and ask me to put them in an armbar so they get a photo. I don't know, it just happened.
Did you go for it, or did you say, well, actually it's not me?
Oh, these guys were so wiped out that they didn't want to know, even though I have this roaring, well-to-do Belfast accent.
And a distinct lack of tattoos.
Yeah. But you know, the fashion is, you know, the beard and the short hair, so
yeah.
I honestly didn't... I'm rugby background, a bit of boxing. I wasn't that aware of the guy in 2014. So,
yeah.
But you know, if you're told you look like someone, it's famous, generally it's a compliment, but I think there's no one more famous in the world right now than Conor McGregor. So.
Oh, I would say it is a compliment, because he's a very, very well-known phrase. Now, you're down here, you're normally... What's the cycling thing that you do?
No, sorry, there's a bit of confusion. I think because when you hear someone's going around Ireland, you almost instinctively think they're on a bike.
We were told you were on a bike.
No.
You're in here under a false pretense.
Yeah. No, a lot of people make that mistake. No, I'm in a car, two bourgeois for a bike. One day and one night in each county.
Yeah.
And I'm meeting interesting characters, and I'm doing one landscape, just trying to learn. and challenge myself and hopefully challenge others. And then through social media, this wonderful creation that I've had the privilege of growing up with, hopefully I can share it.
Yeah.
And encourage people to...
So Brian, have you lined up all your time down here in Kilkenny, or is there any way anybody can get caricatured, cartooned or whatever by you?
You know what, I need a good 8 hours sleep, so I've only, 16 hours in each county, and two of that's driving, a couple hours for food, and then one of these landscapes take a while. If someone comes up to me and they've seen me on social media, I would draw them, but
yeah.
I will be later at the courthouse. That's where the first parliament was in Ireland, if you know where that is.
Yes,
I'm not so familiar.
Yeah.
And then I should be at...
Down the high street. People will find you.
Yeah, I'll be there with an easel, looking pretentious.
Yeah?
And
looking like an artist.
Yeah, yeah. Like Sean Keating, I don't know if you know, he's a famous Irish painter. Yeah. He used to paint like that. Mm. And then hopefully I'll also get over to the Nolan Park.
Mm.
I'm not a GAA man at all, but I suppose there's something of the Man United with... Kilkenny hurling.
Oh, you've just made yourself very popular. You're Mr. You're Mr. Johnny. He says all the right things.
He does, doesn't he? Yeah,
the Manchester indeed. United. Yes.
You know, like I said, I'm not a Gael. I never played any of the codes growing up. I was a rugby man, but actually, when I was out the back of my house with these woods, and I had a hurl when I was a kid. I didn't know what it was really, but for some reason, Kilkenny's always been in my mind, and I've been grabbing Gary. You know Gary, the local community police officer?
Yes.
He was my host.
Yeah.
Incredible hospitality and what he's doing for me. And I'm saying, I want to hold a hurl and I want to chuck it.
So Gary Gordon got you to hold a hurl?
Well, I've only arrived here at 10 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
This is to be confirmed. This should happen this afternoon.
It should happen.
When I'm in Nolan Park.
And you know there's a hurling statue too down by the river. You might take a look at that.
Yeah, hopefully I'll get this afternoon.
So that's the purpose of your trip. You're just going around here, there and everywhere and drawing people.
Yes. I think also because there's the base curiosity, but there's also the Northern Ireland thing of just trying to break outside the old moulds, try to learn a wee bit more. There's preconceptions about the South and there's preconceptions about the North. And the whole island's changed beyond recognition almost. And hopefully I can be that wee window, just those people who have a wee bit of trepidation that I can...
I think that's a very, very good idea. Do you know what we're going to do? We're going to take a break. You can concentrate on Johnny there, and then we might have the unveiling, and we'll see what Mr. Barry thinks. So stay with us there, artist Brian Spencer and our own Johnny Barry. Casey.